Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gill Peart from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Embrace humility. I want to talk to you about the most rootless of sins, pride. It is that pride that hinders us from losing ourselves, knowing that it will be worth it just to lose ourselves and find ourselves in the Lord. Lose yourself in the Lord. Huh? Turn to your neighbor and just say, neighbor, just lose yourself in the Lord. From time to time, this pride gets in our head and allow us to tell somebody a piece of our mind. And when we have caught ourselves, we said, oh, you know, I just lose it. I lost it. But today I want to implore you to lose yourself in the Lord. A place where nothing else truly matters. A place where everything wrong can be made right. A place where hatred can't infiltrate. Oh, who am I talking to today? A place where love is the center of our joy. In the book of Psalm 75 and the verse 4, it says, I say to the boastful, do not boast. And to the wicked, do not lift up your horn. You can interchange that word horn with power. Relax yourself. We have nothing to brag about save that which is found in the Lord. Oh, I wish somebody would praise God with me. Pride is a spirit. Most boastful, presumptuous, rude, sensual, disobedient, braggadocious, caring only for that which is profitable and recognizable. Will you listen to what I'm trying to say to you? Just wanting to be seen and to be heard. Pride. When I hear Jeremiah the prophet says, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Help me. I don't care how brilliant of a person you are. You are called to subject yourself. Somebody lift your hand and say, our power belongs to the Lord. Boast not yourself in your wisdom, and let not the mighty man boast in his might. Let not the rich man boast in his riches. But let him who boast in this, that he understands and knows me, Lord God, that I am the Lord who practice steadfast love, justice, righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord. That is the book of Jeremiah 9, 23 and 4, and verse 24. If you must boast, boast in the power of love. Come on and say amen. Come on and say amen. Well, may God have mercy upon us. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this spirit. This spirit that is called pride. Pride is a sin. As a matter of fact, pride is the sin that allowed Lucifer to become a devil. Somebody said, take it away from me, Lord. Come, say, Lord, come and lift your hands and say, Lord, take this sin away from me. Lord, I surrender this sin under your control. Take it away from me, Lord. It is the sin that allowed Lucifer to become a devil. Now, nudge your neighbor if you have one beside you and say to your neighbor, check yourself. Check yourself. This sin focused on self-centeredness. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say to you? Rather than focusing on God-centeredness, our focus needs to be in the right place. Because when your focus is about self, you have become destructive. Lord, my God, I don't think you heard that. When your focus is about self, you have just become destructive. Somebody say, help me, Lord. All these attitudes must be overcome if we want to be a part of the body of Christ. Because I got news for you. They're in us. Did you hear me? They are in us. But we have power to subdue. Oh, I wish somebody will praise God. Oh, you see, you don't understand. You don't understand what I'm trying to say to you. I'm not trying to say to you that we don't walk around with this spirit. It is a spirit, and it tried to attach itself every second, every minute. Somebody said, I've got power over that too. Oh, with somebody, well, praise God. Come on with me and praise the Lord with me. You know, I'm grateful to have some folks in front of me today. Come on and praise the Lord. My God. Let your power fall. 1 John 2 and the verse 16 says, for all that is in the world is the desire of the flesh and the desire of the eyes, and pride of life is not from the Father but from the world. Don't you see how the spirit have attached itself to us? We want the newest thing on the market. But I'm going to tell you all this. My money buy it, my body wear it. Listen, honey, I don't care if it's out of style. I don't care if it was from 2017. I don't care if it was from 2012. I've got stuff in my closet before my children were born, and thanks be to God that some of them stuff still fit, and it's mine. Come on now. I tell you something. Can I just tell you something? How pride has some of us by the neck. If we could just check up some of the monies that we spend on things because of other people. We didn't buy them because of us. We bought them because of other people. Look at it and said, my God. Come on now. Because you see, when we begin flossing and our neighbors, and we have to put up the newest look on Facebook, you can't put up what you put up last week this week. I want you to come with me. You see what I'm trying to say to you? And so the spirit called pride said, you know, you can't wear that same outfit. Come on now, you got to get the next step up. Don't do that redo, girl. We don't do redo over here. Come on, brother, man. We don't do that over here, man. Then I say, you got to kill that pride if it means killing Facebook. You listen what I'm, you got to kill that pride if it means killing Facebook. Let me lose myself and find it, Lord, in thee. And then we walk around and we pray and we complain and we say, Lord, more, Lord, more. And the Lord is asking, what for? What for? What does it have to do with me, said the Lord? What does it have to do with your neighbor, said the Lord? There's so much more that we can accomplish if we would subdue this spirit called pride. Come on now. So take the time today to identify this prideful trait and change your perspective and life. If you can't identify them, you can't quit them. You listen to what I'm trying to say to you. If you can't recognize them, you can't subdue them. And we cannot make it into the kingdom of God with this disease. Today we had an infectious disease doctor that spoke to us about being vaccinated and how not to be afraid. Well, I'm telling you, I'm a specialist talking to you today to let you know that the spirit of pride is more terrible than coronavirus. Come on now. It's a deadly disease. And when it get a hold on you, you skin up your face at your mother. You turn your back on your father. Oh God, you tread your best friend. For that which has no value. So we must fight with all our might to put this attitude under our feet. Come on, raise your hand and say, Lord, give me the power to fight. Mm-hmm. I call it this reptile spirit. It's a reptile spirit. It sneak upon you. Oh God, you don't understand what I'm trying to say to you. It looks beautiful, but it's a reptile. Oh Lord, let me tell you something. He got a voice, he can speak. It crawled up on Eve one day, you see. Lord, and I'm telling you, it's worse than coronavirus. It creeped up on the first woman God created. And from that day, that reptile spirit is still dancing and creeping up. Trying to alter that which God has put in place for humanity. Come to mess up the plan of God for our life. That reptile spirit said, Lord, I need that vaccination. Lord, vaccinate me. Oh, some says that when he vaccinate you, it will make you speak in tongues. It will change your language. Oh, God, it will cause you to be nice to those that don't even deserve it. Lord, I want it. Lord, do it for me. I want it. I will wish somebody will praise God. Ultimately, this reptile spirit seeks to cripple your mind and destroy your very essence of being. It has a mission. I said it has a mission. But I encourage you today, don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by it. In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, the verse 12 says, Not that we dare to classify or compare ourselves with some of those who are commending themselves. But when they measure themselves by one another and compare themselves with one another, they are without understanding. I'm not going to compare myself with you, brother. I'm not going to measure myself with you when you get up to speak as to whether or not I can speak like that, or I carry that kind of swag, or I have that kind of rhetoric. That is without understanding. Because you can only impart that which God has given to you. You can only master the gift that God has invested in you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If you try to take on my gift, you're gonna make a fool of yourself. Find your own gift and work it until there's no more strength to work it, and can nobody take that away from you. That reptile spirit, when you have taken introspection of your life and see your good works, you give God the praise. Because I want you to understand that it's okay to look at your good work and say that it's good. God looked at his work and he said it is good. Come on now. So when you have measured yourself and you realize that you have done some good things, give God the praise for health, strength to accomplish all that you have accomplished. Come on now. God is our source of accomplishment. Come on, somebody put your hands together and praise. So now you understand how he can establish that reptile spirit. That reptile spirit will only bring you down to a place called hell. We must fight to come from under the spell of pride. Oh Lord. John 4:6 says, but he gave more grace. Therefore he said, God opposed the proud, but give grace to the humble. I want to trade my pride for humility. Come on now. We almost welcome the genuine attitude of humility. Understand, underline the word genuine. Because humility can be mistaken. It does not mean that because someone is passive or someone is an introvert that they're humble. Do you understand? And we tend to mistake that. You would never look at someone that is vocal and assertive to be humble. Well, that's some of us. When you have the opportunity, you need to look up for the meaning of the word humility. The more of God's ways that we embrace is the more humility we display. Come on now. God's grace will be extended to those who are humble before him. And that's what the wise man Solomon says in the book of Solomon chapter 3. Be selfless, refuting any misconception that you are better than any human being. You've got to refute that lie. I know that you may feel like it, but when you feel like it, curse that spirit. Said you wicked spirit. How dare you think that you're better than? I don't care how many degrees you have behind your name. Even if a brother or sister don't have a first degree or even a high school diploma, how dare you think that you're better than? The Bible says, somebody said, the Bible says, if a man looketh at his brother and say unto his brother, Raker, call him Raker, which simply means empty-headed. If you look at a person and you look at your brother and say that your brother is an empty head, you've just disgraced God. Do you understand the makeup of this body? Huh? Can you even fathom how your hair grow on your head? Let alone to fathom how the brain operate? Somebody said, Lord, have mercy upon me. Come on. Open your mouth and said, Lord, have mercy upon me. The power of humility is to lead as well as to follow. You need to write that down. Because some of us that are leaders, every leader must learn the art of following before you can master the art of leading. Come on now. And you'll never want to get to a place where you stop following. Oh Lord God, there's always somebody to aspire to. Now you listen to what I'm trying to say. Lead me, Lord, I follow anywhere you open up that door. Come on now. Humility is to obey and to serve, to be satisfied with that which God has given to you. Well, you just got a new car. I'm going to show you that I can get one too. I'm going to let you know that you're adding to your house, I can add to mine too. That is the spirit of pride and not the spirit of humility. Come on now. Humility is not about, I did say that already, it's not about being passive. But rather, humility is about passion. Be passionate. Notice all the miracles that Yeshua has wrought. The Bible says, and he had compassion. He had what? Compassion. And I noticed this as someone that the Lord has blessed with the gift of healing. I noticed that whenever a situation occurred and when it moves me, if I feel it in my gut, I know that a miracle has just happened. And with confidence, then I will stand up. And with confidence, I will then decree and declare. Because compassion must precede the miracle. Compassion must precede the healing. Oh God, who am I talking to? When you give, you should give because you feel it, but not because you want to be seen or want to be rewarded. Listen. It is to have a voice for those that are poor, a voice for the introvert at heart, a help for the weak. We're talking about humility now. You listen to what I'm trying to say to you. When you have humility, you can be corrected by anyone, even a child. Come on now. I heard that Minister Eli, how old is Minister Eli again? He's only 4 years old. And I heard that Minister Eli went to his grandmother, or called his grandmother, and he let his grandmother know that he don't like the way his father is treating him. Right, Minister Eli? Yeah. For those of you on Zoom, you can't see him, but he's bowing his head to say, yes, that's the truth. He don't like how he's been treated. So grandma said to him, Eli, how are you being treated? He said, Daddy's treating me like I'm a baby. Now, you see, you can tell Minister Eli that you're a big boy, you're not supposed to do that. And then you want to flip the script on him and don't treat him accordingly. He said, I don't like it. Huh? So, Big Daddy over here is going to have to humble himself and listen to your son and do something about it. Treat him like a man. He's a minister after all. Now put your hands together for a child with a voice. So, will you just stand aside and see someone being mistreated? Say nothing? Do nothing? Come on now. I think it was Minister Sam that was talking to me. I don't remember. I think so. She was sharing with me about the person that was on a flight when a passenger was traveling that had COVID, had the virus, and the person fell out. And this man went over. Now, the person confessed that they had the virus after they got sick on the flight. But this man had compassion. Went over and still do CPR. Had taken multiple tests and did not contract the virus. When you have this kind of compassion, when it drives you to do the right thing, you're going to be all right. And then you tell yourself, maybe this is what I was created for. And just try doing a good deed. And you're going to see how it's going to make you feel like someone has given you $1 billion. Come on, somebody, give the Lord a praise. Give him a praise. Give him a praise. Give him a praise. Give him a praise. The name of the Lord is our strong tower. The righteous run in and they are saved. Come on now. The Bible speak about the rich man's wealth and how it's like a strong city. And he also speak about how the imagination of the wicked lead to destruction. But guess what? Before destruction, a man's heart is hearty, but humility comes before honor. You want to be honored? Humble yourself. And to be humble does not mean that you lay down and become a floor mat. But to be humble is to be able to decree and declare the truth in the power of love. Come on and say amen. Come on and say amen. I can tell you the truth without yelling and screaming. I can tell you the truth without cussing and swearing. I can tell you the truth without losing myself. Oh, somebody put your hands together and praise the Lord. I want to close with this on today by sharing with you the man that had displayed humility in a way that earth have never seen. And I'm talking about Yeshua the Christ. Yeshua the Christ was invited to a dinner in Bethany. And at that dinner, his disciples also were invited. When the supper was ended, Yeshua got up from the table and he took a towel and he girded his loins. He poured water into a basin and he began to wash his disciples' feet. But then comes that reptile spirit sneak up on Peter, the disciple, and Peter said, no, sir, you will never wash my feet. I will not allow my Lord to disgrace himself like that.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409. or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed.